A new finding that the first sign of glaucoma injury begins in the brain may have global implications for the treatment of the disease known as the silent thief of sight. Worldwide, glaucoma is the leading cause of irreversible loss of vision.
Some estimations predict that by the year 2020, we will have 80 million cases of glaucoma worldwide.
Dr. David Calkins is the director of research at the Vanderbilt Eye Institute in Tennessee. He explains that increased fluid pressure inside the eye, known as ocular pressure, damages the optic nerve, which sends visual images to the brain. Damaged nerve cells cannot be replaced or repaired, so vision is gradually lost permanently. Presently, there is only one treatment for glaucoma: reduce ocular pressure. Doctors test for glaucoma by measuring pressure inside the eye and checking peripheral vision. But Calkins and his colleagues have discovered that the earliest signs of glaucoma are not in the eye, but in the brain.
We don't really understand why it is that there's lots of communication at the brain first.
Calkins says the finding suggests that at least in the early stages of glaucoma, the disease may be reversible because the nerve structures between the brain and the optic nerve do not degenerate right away.
The structure that allows the communication remains in place for a very, very long time.
And that, says Calkins, opens up new ways to treat glaucoma and puts it in an entirely new perspective.
Instead of treating it just as a disease of the eye, we now understand that it is really a neurological disease that involves loss of communication between the optic nerve and the brain.
And by studying glaucoma as a neurological disease, Calkins says researchers may be able to learn more about other age-related neurodegenerative disorders like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. The study appeared in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Philip Grazer.